Well, another weekend has come and gone. And gentlemen, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's nice to like head back to work on a Monday where you can relax a little.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've thought that many times
it's
over the
safe
years.
It's safe here. There's no projects to do.
It's just kind of, it's kind of
other
clear.
Other than the work that I get paid to do.
You know what you're supposed to do. It's kind of, you know, it's orderly.
Yes, it is orderly. And yeah, that was definitely a comment that my husband made last night. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to work tomorrow so I can relax a little. It was a busy one. What were you guys up to? Mark, you were off at the conference.
I was in Houston. I had a great time in Houston with my friend Jason Kanz. This is the book that he has edited. It's just out, Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. He does kind of a summary of Larry's 26 books, and then there's a number of other contributors from Gary Moon, who gave the keynote Thursday night, who just wrote the book Becoming Dallas Willard, and various other folks. It was really cool to meet some of these folks. And like Gary and I hit it off on sports right away. He had just been at a Braves game the night before. We started talking sports. He said he dropped a few sports trivia questions on me. I got them all right.
Nice.
He said, you got to ask me some. He said, my sports neurons at age 60 are not firing as well. So, it was just like a great connection. So I had a great time.
Very, very fun. We had like this jam-packed weekend. So Friday was the color run at Altoona that I helped with. So that was like straight from work to there and all day kind of thing. And then in the evening, we had recitals for the Roth family. I sang, Alyssa sang, and Becca accompanied Alyssa on the piano.
Wonderful.
So that was something. I made a mistake and went up to the front of the group at the exact wrong time. Because it was actually someone else's turn, and I sheepishly turned around and walked back to my seat. And then when it was my turn, I just said, okay. Well, okay. So he arranged us by age.
I thought when
age.
You said you went up, I was going to say you went up an extra key or something and just like blew out the rafters.
No, so he arranged all of the performers by age. He had to kind of guesstimate a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, so he arranged us all by age. Well, so of course I'm kind of towards the end, but I wasn't the last, so it's okay. So I go up there, and it's like this young lady's turn. And I sheepishly, like, turn around and go back. And so then when it was my turn, I went up and I said, well, he arranged this by age. And so as the age gets older, you get more easily confused. So I guess we're in the adults now.
Nice.
You bailed yourself out.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we all had a good laugh. But then my daughter was confirmed on Sunday.
Wonderful.
So it was a beautiful service at church. Just an absolutely lovely service.
Not so much
service.
A beautiful day, but a beautiful service.
Uh-huh. You know, we had plans to like have outdoor seating and stuff, and it was raining and cold and like 40 some degrees. And I thought, no one's even going to want to sit at tables in a garage in that kind of cold ick. So we just got very, very cozy in our home and ate food and had fellowship, and it was an absolutely beautiful day. So, and
saw the
my
cake on Facebook. It looked great. What kind of cake was it?
That was a strawberry cake with buttercream frosting.
Oh,
and then I
delicious.
Made cupcakes that were like a vanilla cupcake with raspberry lime filling and buttercream.
We should say
frosting.
Hillary brought lots of veggies in today, but Kayla, the cake is
the
gone.
Cake the cake all wet. The veggies, not so much. The cake is gone.
It's magic. Just gone.
Yeah. But thank you.
Yeah, I had
Caleb?
Lots of projects and goings on and to doings with some events that are coming up in our life. And I'm pretty sure I earned an automatic revocation of my man card for my attempts in front of all my neighbors to back a trailer into my driveway. And that's pretty much all we need to say about that.
Did you hit anything?
Nope.
There you go. You're good.
Yeah, but it caused some marital stress. When it's like, turn the wheel, because I'm telling my wife, I was like, well, then help me.
Yeah.
And so
but I
she got
say,
out and tried to help me, and neither of us
trailers
succeeded.
I saw you say that on Facebook, and I saw your dad credited you for trying, and I'm going to take this. We're going to close with a Crabb book, The Silence of Adam, and here's a quote from that. He said, a man is most authentically a man when he admits, I don't know what to do in this situation, but I know it's important that I get involved and do something. So I think you keep your man
I sure did something. Repeatedly jackknifing a trailer into the curb. That was something.
Perfect.
There we go. All right. You tried. You tried. Well, we've thrown out the question to you at 396-1670, 715-396-1670. Things you feel like as an adult you should know how to do that you just don't. And, Troy has stepped up with a couple. He's talked about algebra and geometry and also plumbing. Listen, plumbing's tough. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I mean, I guess, yeah, it helps to know it. It can cost us. Also, Cody says, props to Caleb for backing in a trailer. For me, something I should know how to do at my age is make scrambled eggs, says Cody.
Oh.
He says he was humbled when his wife's kids had to show him how.
Cody, you're a dear friend of the show, so let me just tell you, you're assuming that I actually did succeed in bagging the trailer. What eventually happened is we unhooked the trailer, rolled it back down the driveway, then backed up the van. Because, again, I didn't want to back the van out with the trailer that was fully loaded. So we unhooked the trailer, rolled it down the driveway, backed the van up, and rehooked up the trailer. And that was our method.
That worked. Got the plus job side, done.
You know what Boom. I did figure out that I didn't think I knew how to do?
What?
Ratchet straps. I figured out how to use ratchet straps.
There you go.
So, and only a little YouTubing and a call to my dad was required.
There you go.
So that's something I learned.
So funny story on this algebra and geometry that Troy let us know. My husband, when he was in high school, was in a algebra, geometry kind of class and looked at his teacher as so many snarky teenagers do and said, "When am I really going to use this in real life?" You know? And years and years later, that math teacher came into his office where he is the Eau Claire County land surveyor. And my husband looked at him and said, "Yeah, I said that to you. You know when I use that in my life? Every single day at this job. Every single day." Yeah. And his math teacher looked at him and said, "Wow, you're probably one of the only people I know that actually uses it."
Yeah, really. Usually the best answer they have is it helps with your thinking, right?
Yeah. So you never know. You don't know.
With me, algebra and geometry helped with my thinking. You know what? I probably should be a comm major. That's what it helped with.
Right. Tell you who's doing some math today, and it's very happy math, and they're doing the happy dance, no question, is the students, the graduating seniors at Morehouse College in Georgia. Got a huge surprise yesterday as billionaire investor Robert F. Smith, in the middle of his commencement address, said he'd pay off the student loans for the entire graduating class, all Whoa. $40 million worth.
He probably wasn't Whoa. Getting enough applause at all of his salient points, and he's just like, this'll ramp it up.
See, here's my question, though. What about that one student who, like, worked a full-time job while they took a full course load, and their parents struggled, and they got out with almost no debt, and now it's like, all that for what?
You know what? This is a great picture.
That's a good point.
This is a great picture.
I mean, that was me. That was me.
Yeah. This is the vineyard story. This is some come early in the day and some come late, and it was grace all the way abound. I mean, to me, it's when things like this happen in the culture, they're wonderful examples of the gospel. Our debt was paid. Have you received it? It's good news for sure.
Absolutely.
Today, $40 million. Smith, by the way, he's still going to be okay. He's the 355th richest person in the world, an estimated net worth of $5 billion.
So he's doing all right.
Years ago?
He's doing all right.
WWIB Incorporated would welcome a donation.
Well, if you're an adrenaline junkie, which I would never describe myself as, but if you are, Florida can be a paradise, and not just because gators can pop out of anywhere and they have very big snakes and spiders and such. There are many places in Florida, evidently, you can shoot a gun at a shooting range, drive a race car, even jump out of an airplane if you'd like to do that. But what if you say, you know what, that's not enough for me? It's not enough. I would like to drive one of the heaviest, most powerful military vehicles in the world, and I would like to pay for the privilege and smash things. You can do that in Florida.
I think a lot of people do it. Now, it depends what the price is, which it is a little bit pricey.
Yes. Say hello to Tank America, or Tank America, as most of their clients call it. It's a military-themed amusement park in Melbourne, Florida, sitting on 40 acres filled with trees, trails, and mud. People from across the state and even the world can visit and use military apparatus.
You know, my husband hasn't gotten to do that, but he got to go one time someplace here in Wisconsin. I don't even know where it was, but apparently there's this place where the military, all of their stuff that's like expired as far as artillery, they have to use it up. And so he got to go down there once and just like...
Really?
Blow stuff up.
Is it called Ordnance R Us?
They blew stuff up. And...
That sounds fantastic.
It was like such a manly day. But he was like, it was amazing. Yeah. I'm like, whatever, man. Whatever makes you happy.
Did he have to pay $300? Because that's what they charge customers at Tank America in Florida to drive through a 4-foot deep mud hole and crush cars. Which, I would never describe myself as a manly man. I'm really not. But this might be worth $300 to drive a tank and crush stuff.
Just driving a tank would be fun.
That would be
cool. Crushing a car on top of it.
Yeah. I don't know what Dean paid, but I can guarantee one thing above all else. It was not $300. Uh-huh. It was not even $100 because this wife would have been like, but Yeah.
I mean, sometimes if you're in Claremont at like 4 o'clock, 4:30 on a weekday afternoon, you feel like, you know what, a tank would be kind of useful right now.
I want a monster truck. Yeah.
There you go.
It would be interesting to drive something that big.
A military-themed amusement park. You got to go Melbourne, Florida for that. So,
or you could just enlist.
There you go. Serve your country.
They'll pay you to do this, too.
I've been seeing the ads on social media. It's that time of year, right?
It is.
Wrapping up the school year. WWIB, good to have you aboard here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And I'm thinking of a TV show from days gone by that you guys may not be that familiar with. It's probably in the 70s.
I'm trying to place it. I know this song. Dun, 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 dun. Goodness.
The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple. Oh.
Jack Klugman as a sports writer was,
yes.
I want to say Oscar. Oscar.
Yes, Oscar.
Oscar Madison. And yes. Tony Randall played Felix Unger. So the way this worked was Oscar was very messy. Sports writer was very messy. And both
Felix
great
was like fastidiously
Felix was
clean.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so it calls to mind this idea about have either of you had that situation where you maybe have had, not dealing with the marriage necessarily right now, but like you've had same gender roommates and you have to try to still deal with the dishes and things.
Okay. I have to admit, I have never had a roommate. I have never. Because I could not handle the thought of other people's messes. And I couldn't do it. Dean is my the first person outside. Huh. You know, like when we got married, that was the first person I ever lived in. And God bless the man because he puts up with me and my neat-nick ways. And I kind of go back. I've had to
but
let a lot
Oscar
of.
He's not Oscar Madison, right? He's not that. Okay. All right. She just gave me a look. This show should be on video.
I'm not going to throw him under the bus too heavily, right. But he drives me crazy.
You didn't say anything. You're just praising him.
I had three different roommates in college, and we got along pretty well. One of them, his dad owned a Chick-fil-A. That was pretty cool.
I'd get along with them.
Right.
Yeah, but never got anything out of it. Another one worked for Chick-fil-A. And I don't know. I think we all got along pretty well and never really had something like, would you please clean up the cereal that's half eaten that's been sitting in the sink for how long? So
yeah, no.
I lived with a bunch of guys, and I didn't get married until I was 34, so I lived with many people over the years and did by myself, and I prefer living. I lived with a family and et cetera. Mm-hmm. But one memorable dishes encounter lingers in my brain even low these many years later. And it was like, I'm not going to name the guy, obviously. But, I mean, it was just like he was biking with friends and he liked to have fun. I liked to have fun, too. But I was, like, doing the dishes and reminding him it was his turn. And kind of a little conflict arose. Yeah. That wasn't good, you know.
No.
And so, it can be challenging, though. It can be challenging.
Definitely can be.
How do you deal with, like, hey,
the roommate who just says, I'm just letting him soak, and it's been 6 days.
I just don't have roommates. Can I say, though, okay, I'm going to sidetrack a little bit. I was single for a while, and I loved living alone.
Oh, so did I.
I loved being single. I mean, I love my husband, but I loved being single, and I loved living alone and having my own space, and I really embraced being single.
I
really did.
Because my family listens, I loved being alone. I love having my wife and children now with me even more.
Well, yeah.
Because I could never go back to living alone now, but after college, I purposely paid more, and my roommates were fine, but I purposely paid more so I could live alone after college.
It's interesting because you would identify as an introvert. You would
absolutely
sure be an extrovert.
And I am
and you
for
both
sure.
are opting for that. I would say not to the living alone, although I don't mind a break, like my friend Jason and I off away for a couple of days. That was nice. Yeah. You come home, but...
You know, I am definitely an extrovert, but I do have this introverted side, and Dean knows this, and even especially when the kids were little and I was a stay-at-home mom, every so often he would just send me off. And you know, I loved more than anything, I would go to a restaurant, like nothing hugely fancy, but maybe like an Olive Garden or like a sit-down restaurant, and I would take a book with me, and I would order an appetizer, and I would putter and eat it, and I would tell my waiter, I just want to take my time. And I would read my book, and I would putter and eat, and I would get my food, and I would putter and eat, and then I would go to a movie by myself. I love eating alone and going to a movie alone by myself. And I still do that once in a while, but I do it during the day. I'll catch, like, lunch and a matinee, and I'll treat myself.
Uh-huh.
I love my alone time. I love my
There we go. It's well said. And all those references to putter reminded me, congratulations to Bruce Koepka for winning the PGA.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.